Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Takeover and takedown of a nation at war with God. You know, our country is really no more. And all we have to do is look, as I said, this week, including yesterday, all we have to do is look at the southern border. That's not a bug or a problem or incompetence. That's a feature that's intended. And they're bringing in literally millions of illegals, allowing them to come in. The troops are processing and acting as concierge, like a giant concierge service. They're not battling any kind of repelling any invasion. We are the victims of cultural genocide, of white replacement. I don't care if you don't like that, if you don't agree with it. I just don't care. That's exactly what is happening. 2017, Biden gets up there and says, hey, you know, for the first time in history, the whites will be a minority. You talk about a racist statement. That maggot, cognitively impaired piece of crap that people think 81 million people voted for. What are you, insane? No. Everything has been fixed, meaning the House had the advantage and the House took advantage, by way of the intelligence communities and so on. So look, understand this. We are a nation in peril. We are a nation right now that is that is suffering from an invasion, suffering from imminent financial collapse, suffering from immorality, suffering from the attack on our food supply, and attack on our liberties as well. With me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. That is stevequayle.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, please do this. Make sure you sign up for his private intelligence briefings. Please do that. You can go to gen6.com. You can go to qfiles.tv for different things, or stevequayle.com for the home base. Bookmark that. Look at the headlines, and then from there, you can click on the links to the various areas. But there it is on your screen, private briefings. The truth about what's really going on. That, to me, is critical for people who want to understand, know what's going on, up to the minute understanding. It does a great job, fantastic job with that. So with me is Steve Quayle. Steve, I'm going to bring you on. Again, takeover and takedown of a nation. Really at war with God. That's it, sir. Good to see you.
Well, thank you, Doug. And it's a joy to be on with everyone today, Thursday. And ladies and gentlemen, we only have, I think, two more Thursdays before it turns to June? I don't know if we have two or three. I don't have time to go to the calendar. But let's just say this for the brevity of the situation and the absolute dire events taking place, not only on the southern border, that's bad enough, on the northern border too, ladies and gentlemen, and off of our shores, there's so much, how should I say this, submarine activity, there's so much fighter encounters, whether it's off the coast of Alaska or it's off the different areas of the world in which we have a military presence, we, the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, the nation is gone. And I want to say something. Look at when we were a nation that honored God, feared God, and walked in his ways. When we watched the continual denigration of the family, we watched the sexual revolution. I mean, I was part of it. So were most of you people watching this. And the thing is that now we're watching the mutilation nation, and that's a term that's accurate, taking place on two 3 and 4-year-olds. And all of this is being promoted by what used to be one of the most famous medical universities in the country, I believe, or universities at least, Duke University in North Carolina. So what we're watching, in my opinion, and this is the, Doug and I were talking just before we started recording the show, is that we're watching the literal takedown of America. The takeover is already, in my opinion, a feat accomplished. I want to say this to all you Q followers. I want to say this to all Christians looking for the man that was former president coming on and saving the day. He couldn't do what he did. His entire cabinet was against him. And ladies and gentlemen, when he had the control, and this may sound like retrospect, but I'm telling you point blank, the word that God gave me, that Doug has allowed me on this platform for, you know, however many years, is before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States in a nuclear attack, he's going to reveal the sins of leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. We're watching the most horrific abrogation of the rule of law that's ever been seen in this land. But the theme today is we are a nation that has become incensed on making every part of the Christian roots, our foundation, our civilization, all of our borders, language, culture is changing. Kudos to Michael Savage for that statement. And the thing that's most problematic is, unless you live on the Texas border and realize that you don't have enough guns to fight the terrorists that are coming across the border, and the military equipment that's already pre-positioned in the United States, paid for by the former Obama administration, in my opinion, billions of dollars worth of ammunition, billions of dollars worth of firearms. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not even counting the shipping containers that the CCP has brought in, Chinese Communist Party, and positioned all over the country. Some of them with, Doug, even portable rocket launchers. And we're talking some of the most, how should I say this, most sophisticated weapons. And this isn't the Alamo. And this isn't even a country now that can defend itself from the hordes invading, because there's no National Guard presence of any real weaponry. It's been a gradual stripping of the National Guard. And that's why you've seen so many arms. And I'm telling you, I stand by this statement. I'll turn it right back to you. The only thing any of us will be able to possess, and to hell with that maggot infestation of the World Economic Forum. They can say what they want. They can do what they want. But ladies and gentlemen, these are damnable creatures from hell, in my opinion. These are demon-possessed entities. This is what Jesus warned about when he said the gates of hell were going to open. Look, the gates of hell are not basically filled with fine, freedom-loving people. Those are entities that are damned for eternity, that have a 42-month, not 7 years. By the way, I categorically reject, well, we're going to have 7 years or 3.5 years of peace, and then we're going to have 3.5 years of tribulation. And oh, by the way, you won't even experience tribulation if you're a Christian who believes in pre-tribulation rapture, because you'll be out of here before literally 1 billion people have already died. Anybody that knows the book of Revelation. And see, because, Doug, and this is my opinion, but I think it's based on reality, the United States has declared war on the living God. There is no fear of God. The absolute gradualism and accelerism, that's a new word, accelerism of all the events coming to play right now are taking away the last vestige of Christian and Christian influence. But more than important than that, the cowardice in the pulpits, the pulpits that aren't, well, maybe they should be called garbage pits. I don't care. You know, you started the program on, I'm beyond the point of offending people. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under invasion from without. We are betrayed from within. There are absolutely 500,000 Chinese, according to the people I know, basically are in this country. And what's important is that the, how should I say this? the disgustification, there you go, Doug, disgustification of U.S. military and the absolute contempt that the world holds us in has never been seen before. And as I've said, no offense, but lipstick on men, mankinis, and I don't care what color, high heel shoes or drag shows, that doesn't provide me with a warm and fuzzy feeling, especially when it's taking place on an aircraft carrier and the head of the military says, well, we want to be more inclusive. So what we are is we are exclusively at war with the living God. Now, obviously, China is an atheistic nation, but there are hundreds of millions of Christians there. All of the nations around the world have opened themselves to the gospel, a Christian witness. Now, when I say Christian, I want to define it. Followers of Jesus, not chinos, Christians in name only, or like rhinos without spinos. I'm going to say this. I'm sorry, this is an extended introduction. Where were all those freaking Republicans, besides a few, obviously Rand Paul and Jordan and Matt Gaetz, whether you like his place or not, and others? They should have started their impeachment process. Now, Doug, as an investigator, I'll turn it right to you. We have absolute proof of fraud, and the FBI won't even turn over to Congress. See, what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, Congress is irrelevant. The Senate, all their damage has been done. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem, and there is no cry for repentance in the land. Even Nineveh knew it was going to be destroyed. They were pagans, but they knew there was a God in Israel. And I'm not talking about the Khazarian Jews. I'm talking about the 12 tribes that the sons of Jacob. So what I want people to understand is, look, if we only have two more weeks, why do I say that, Doug? Because if Janet Yellen can't get someone to buy the debt, they can raise a debt limit. They could go to $62 trillion, but nobody buys the debt. There's no funding. And she's on record. She said it. She can't selectively pay even Social Security. Doug, Social Security due June 1st or the week they normally send it out is $1 trillion. Tell me how you pay that with less than $150 billion in the Treasury as of today. Go ahead, sir.
Get out your Citibank credit card. you're exactly right. You mentioned a couple of things. All right. Michael Schauer, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, former CIA, was talking about some 500,000 to 700,000 military age Chinese men coming across the southern border. Which, by the way, raises a question. Raises a number of questions, but what job are they doing? And earlier in the week, I talked about the original Red Dawn movie that where the downed pilot explained that part of the invasion of the U.S. included people, enemies coming across the southern border unchecked and assuming positions of within our infrastructure in other places. And that's exactly what's happening today. But people, you know, people, including and especially Mayorkas, who stick their middle finger up at any kind of questioning or congressional investigation, the FBI, who they have and have had evidence of Biden's selling out our nation to communist China, to Romania, to other countries, Russia even, for years. Yet, I mean, when he was vice president, he was doing this to Ukraine, which is nothing but a laundromat for American, globalist money. Look, all of this is coming home to roost right now. It's all happening right now. And I believe, you know, when I sit back and look at this, I have to agree with you, Steve, that we are, number one, no longer a nation, just simply because we have no borders. Our culture is being diluted so much. The replacement, white replacement, is not a theory. It is, to me, it is an objective. you know, again, Biden, 2017, hey, we're going to be, whites are going to be a minority, or whites are a minority now. Yay for us. I mean, you know, you talk about self-immolation in figuratively, of course, but the bottom line here is all of this can be traced back to, and this is what I think, this is what you're saying, and I'm going to turn it over to you. All of this can be traced to our abandoning the principles of God. I mean, all abandoning God, period. But yep. but the morals, the what held this country together in the 50s, even during that rather turbulent time in the 60s, what held this country together was the majority had God in number one, country number two, or God, family, country, I should say, in that order. But now we don't have that. And when you dilute further that culture where you take God, you bring in godless people, you bring in people who don't give a crap about our laws or about our morality, about anything, about life in general, with the MS-13 as well as the communists coming through. Then you've got a recipe for, in my view, God's judgment on this country, saying, okay, this is what you want. This is what you're going to get. Here it is. And sometimes, you know, what you ask for, meaning what the powers ask for and receive, okay, are judgment in and of itself. Go ahead, sir.
Well, if we can have Eric put up the Deuteronomy passage. And Doug, I'll read it because this is really on my heart. I quote it all the time. And this is, really a critical situation. Deuteronomy 28, the first, I think, 15 to 18 verses are the blessing of what happens when you, that are the result of following God. They're all good. But from that point on, they're all bad. So I'll start at verse 41. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. That's speaking about not just being taken out of the country. That's going to happen, too, to the fairest of all, in my opinion, based on the word of God. But captivity, they're captivated by everything that reprograms their brains. So let me say this. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger, here you go, Doug, that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and yet you shall come down very low. In other words, everybody that's coming in is going to end up with all your stuff. You're going to go either to an early entrance into heaven or a hypersonic entrance into hell. Reject, mock the living God any longer. And basically, I think we're in that place where people are already, and the majority, doesn't mean God won't save people in the end time and the revival that will take place during the worst of times in history for the United States. It will be during the tribulation and during the events that are happening that people will turn to God. But the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and you shall come down very low. America ruled the world after World War II. And now the world is looking at what I call America's disgusticus in the eyes of living God. The problem, Doug, and I would say this, no one has tried to speak of repentance longer than I have. And I'm sorry, but I am one of the oldest guys. This isn't about me. On record, on radio, shortwave, different shows, different interviews saying, listen, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. It's not being a smart aleck, and it's not being, as some people say, oh, what a bragger. No, I brag on the living God. No, I lift up Jesus. What have you done? And 90% of my critics, I'm just saying this, no word of God spoken by a man of God or a man who has a message of God or even a woman is ever accepted by the people at that time who claim to be the people of God. And if you want a scripture for that, Jesus said, which of the prophets have your fathers not killed? Remember, they all prophets spoke of him before Jesus' appearance on earth. Yet the religious people feign. In other words, they're faking it, Doug. They want to hear, oh, we just need to hear from heaven. Heaven answers, and guess what? You go tell Moses, this literally happened. You go tell Moses, God, we don't want to hear from you. So people at the point they came to Mount Sinai to present themselves before the Lord, they always wanted to see. They always wanted to hear. And when God begins to manifest himself, they go, we don't want to hear. We don't want to see. That's such a tragedy. Now, Eric, put that scripture back up because I want to finish. Thank you, sir. Now, look at this, Doug. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee. And if you want to know the curses, start at Deuteronomy, I think chapter 15 or 18. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 45. I'm screwed up. I'm trying to read and talk and look over on my right. I got to go this because that's where the intel comes in real time. He shall lend to thee, verse 44, Deuteronomy 28. And thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and thou shalt pursue thee, and shall pursue thee. In other words, the curses are going to overtake us. We don't have to go looking for it. We're watching that on the southern border. Till thou be destroyed, because you hearkened, we hearkened, not unto the voice of the Lord our God, to keep his commandments, his statutes, which he commanded us. And ladies and gentlemen, the next verse says, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever. People are going to look back and go, how freaking crazy was America to turn away from the living God because you served not the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, and this is where I'll end it, shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. Oh, yeah? Why are the store shelves empty? Why is your favorite toothpaste or whatever? All of the littlest benefits, everything is being taken away from us. And it's being taken away from us because, like it or not, the United States and those who should have been saying, this is happening, this will come to pass, were silent because they wanted to be friends with the world. They wanted to show how woke they are. Well, when they wake up in hell and they know that they know that they know that they never get out of it, they never get out of it, then maybe they should have listened to the simple words, Jesus loves you, but you need to repent and you need to ask him. You know, look, I deal with and I dealt with this since I became defending the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know why, you know, in college, I got that nickname, Defender of the Faith, and I had more zeal than knowledge. And that zeal, you know, turned into knowledge as I sought the Lord through his word. And as God provided great teachers. See, I'm not ashamed to tell where my roots are. And someone that will not testify of Jesus, someone that's giving information, but never calls for repentance. Look, I have friends that believe we're going to turn this around. I'm sure you do too, Doug. And they're still friends.
Yeah,
but I'm correcting them all the time. I said, tell me one indication it's going to turn around. Tell me. Excuse me for taking a drink of water. Go ahead.
That's a good point. People think that this is going to be automatic or somehow, some way, somebody on a white horse is going to come in, not Jesus, but, you know, come in and save the day, whether it's Donald Trump or someone else. When in fact, you know, we are so far down that path of unrighteousness. You, like you mentioned earlier, I think you did, forgive me if it was off air, but you can't, you've got the FBI flipping off a congressional investigation. We're not going to give you that information about Biden, you know, subpoena or no subpoena. You know, I've served subpoenas. Okay. But there's always been something to back that up, some law enforcement body. The law enforcement in the United States has been turned over to the enemy. We are a captured nation, and it's not captured by God, obviously, but by the demonic realm, I believe. It's my view. So this is where we're at, and it's with our either because of our complacency, because of our tolerating the intolerable, and you know, hey, you tolerate evil, you're embracing evil. Okay, there's no such thing as tolerance of evil. We are too tolerant as a nation, as a people, as God's people. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, there's no way that you can tolerate infanticide or lipstick on some guy, or the cutting off of the or general mutilation in general, or there's no question about, there shouldn't be any question about gender, especially with young children. What they're doing with our young children is just abhorrent. So all of these sins are lending to, I believe, the title of the show, the takedown of a nation at war with God.
And see, that's not a popular message. Never has been, never will be. But again, ladies and gentlemen, if I came on the scene and said, and this is the fakery and the, I won't use that, the faker and the delusion of the false prophets on YouTube, men and women alike, the bottom line is most of them will not even speak of the judgment of the living God. Because you know why, Doug? They don't want to offend anybody. Well, the offense, listen, I know this sounds really horrible, but God, horrible, not the word of God, but maybe the context I'm placing it in, it would be better said softer. I don't know how to say it. But God is at war with the sinner every day. And only through Jesus Christ can we come to him. And that's why they're going to start. We haven't even begun to see the persecution that's coming against the Christians. I'm praying. I want everybody that's a follower of Jesus, a believer in the power of prayer, to pray that the true manifesto, the true one of the manifesto of the Nashville shooter is released. I've reached out to people I know, and by the grace of God, he's provided a lot of people that know. And, you know, they've saying, ask the people that listen to you, Steve, to start praying, because when they release it, if they release the real thing, they're worried about what's going to happen in response to the transgenders. I'll make it simple. If you're straight, you're dead. Now, that's why they're not going to release it. And even as we're on the air, and sometimes, Doug, that's why I just got lost on the verses in Deuteronomy. I try when I'm on the air with you to bring the most up-to-the-minute breaking news in real time. And for the record, this is May 11th, and I just checked the calendar. There are only two more Thursdays that you and I may have together. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when we're out of money, everybody doesn't get Social Security. There's no EBT cards. This is serious. Now, can they print more money and fake it? Well, they can fake it as long as people say enough, we'll no longer take it. But listen to this headline, Doug. A striking level of collusion as Biden's officers under, guess who, Mayorkas, use an encrypted online chat room to tell Mexico when to let migrants swim across the Rio Grande.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, that doesn't surprise you. But most people, why is Mayorkas not brought before the Senate and Congress? And he has, and he stonewalls. I think one of the most historically relevant queries was when Ted Cruz was drilling Mayorkas under oath, and he just avoided and never would answer one question, let alone two, let alone three. And even as Ted Cruz was showing the charts and graphs and quoting his own words back to him, nothing changes. So here's what I want to leave, and I want to tell everybody what's going on in the precious metals today. $1 trillion, that's $1,000 billion, was sold in paper, gold, and silver. Silver has 200 times the volume of promissory silver. In other words, silver that doesn't exist, but 200 times that amount just in the deficit of silver. Gold, why it's selling down and selling off so bad is that there are so many people requesting and taking possession and delivery of their ETFs, exchange traded funds. In other words, fake silver and fake gold. They had to do something to stop the bleeding. So they gave unusually big discounts, or $1 trillion, think about this, to sell gold and silver short. I mean, selling it less than market price. So the market price, which we were watching, it was going up, 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 and then they slam it down. They slam it down as the price of spot goes down. They then go into the physical bullion market with the proceeds of having sold $1 trillion worth of gold, silver, platinum, whatever, and they buy it up physically. So they drive down the price, and then they on paper, and then they go in and buy what's available, and it's not going to be available much longer. That's not a sales pitch. It's just happening. And the thing is that that's what's going on in the gold and silver market. Do you understand? I mean, am I being clear enough, Doug?
Yeah, I think so. The paper, go over the paper, if you don't mind, one more time. The paper, silver,
Okay, it's an IOU, the brokers or whoever's initiating that they'll back up the paper, silver, or gold. It's nothing more than a derivative of the physical metals market sold multiple times with silver and gold that doesn't exist. It's like if I'm selling everybody out there, let's say I'm giving everybody out there $1 million yacht, and I issue a piece of paper and I say, this, you know, you hold this for this period of time, and that yacht is yours for $1 million. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Everybody says, I'll buy a yacht for $1 million or a Rolls Royce. Everybody goes to collect. Let's say Rolls Royce. I'm just using that because, you know, it's an expensive car. It's not the most expensive, but it is an expensive car. And somebody goes out and sells one Rolls Royce, Silver Cloud, whatever, you know, and basically states, you can have this Rolls Royce in 1 year for $100,000 or $10,000, whatever the number is, but you pay me a premium to have that right. Well, what people don't understand, there's another 1,000 people that are being told the same line of bogus, bogus stuff that hits the fan.
But is that okay? So, because I've been talking to some people and getting some emails as if I know. Is that how they're manipulating or keeping down like the value of gold?
Yeah. Okay. That's the whole point of my diatribe.
Okay.
If you have gold at, let's say, $2,040 an ounce, and a bunch of people come into the market and say, we'll give you a discount for paper gold. Now, paper gold is a promise to deliver like a commodities contract. But the problem is so much of the physical is gone. So they're selling imaginary gold. They're selling imaginary silver. It's a promise, a bunch of BS and fantasy thinking. You know, it's the old statement, something's too good to be true, it isn't. So what you have to understand, Doug, there is no physical silver or no physical gold behind the paper that's being sold. Nice little rhyme. And this is why the spot market is being, artificially deflated. They come in, the people that wrote, you know, let's say a million contracts worth $1 trillion, they take the money because it costs people to buy those ETFs, and they take that and then go in and buy the physical market.
All right. Got that. I got that.
Okay.
All right. So we don't have, just to be clear, we do not have the physical we don't have the physical that represents the paper.
You got it.
Okay. That's simply stated. All right. Which makes sense to me. So how much would silver be if there were no controls on silver and gold? At what level would they be to fiat?
You know, I mean, there are people that take the amount of actual silver and they can do econometric, in other words, and it would be silver would be in the, you know, high 500-700. Some people believe it's going to be par with gold. But I was talking to Daryl, my CFO, some of you people that called my office, you'll get him. And the point being is that we said this years ago. It wouldn't surprise us if, and seriously, we did say this to each other, it wouldn't surprise either one of us if we were on the verge of World War III and they hammer the price of gold and silver down. The ultimate goal, Doug, maybe this will help too. The ultimate goal is to keep silver and gold out of the hands of the people. That's the ultimate goal.
Interesting. Because,
yeah, when and here's, again, I got to reiterate this point. I don't think people understand it. One of the most important visionaries was Dmitry Dudeman. He spoke specifically about the Russian attack on the United States. You can go to handofhelp.com, handofhelp.com, or Dudeman is spelled D-U-D-U-M-A-N. And the specific, he's talking to an angel that's showing him what's going to happen. And the thing that was the trigger point for Russia to attack was when in the middle of the country, you can't get any more middle than Texas, goes to war with the government. That's initiating the Civil War. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe we're in World War III and you don't believe in visions, then I'm going to tell you something. Then settle for the delusions that you get night and day on the vomitous press. Even Fox, and I spell it with one of the last letters of the alphabet, because that's why they become so disgusting. Doug, I don't know how else sometimes to use certain words get people's attention, okay?
No, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, as long as things remain the same, all things remain the same. Oh, you crazy Christians, you've been saying Jesus is going to come. And I know people that have been on talk radio. I don't have anything to do with them anymore. And I don't, you know, that say, oh, Jesus could come in 200 years. They don't know the power of Scripture. They don't know the voice of the Holy Ghost. And I understand, and there's never been the technology that exists now. For instance, when the Antichrist shows up, the two witnesses spoken about in the book of Revelation, which will have the supernatural power to contest the Antichrist in place of Jesus Christ, ability to manipulate, in essence, everything with lying signs and wonders. So how does God have a witness in the earth when you've got the Antichrist and the false prophet performing all these spectacular events without a supernatural witness from God himself? I believe, and I'm going to say this, there are Enoch and Elijah. The Bible says it's given man once to die and once the judgment. There are people say, no, it's Moses and it's Elijah. They were on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses died and one of God's archangels buried his body. And Moses, obviously, he had passed away, and he's resurrected in the presence of God. One, you have the law, Moses, and you have the prophets, and you know, Elijah. Elijah and Enoch are the only two men who have ever died in history. I'm sorry, they're the only two men who have never died in history that the Bible says at the end of their ministry, and it's when God says enough for the Antichrist, too, they get murdered in the streets of Jerusalem, and a voice from heaven calls them up and says, come up hither. The people on earth rejoice and say, God, we got rid of those guys. They vexed us. Anybody who tells the truth is a vexation to anybody who believes a lie.
Amen.
Boy, that's a powerful outcome for this show. Yes. You know, if it vexes you to hear the truth, you better, you know, quit going to church or to the illusionary palaces of deception, unless the preachers preach the unadulterated word of God. If they don't preach prophecy, they don't have the unadulterated word of God. I'll tell you why. Scripture says it. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so we're at this point in history now. And I want to share this, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that when the invasionary armies that are coming across the border right now, they're given credit cards. And when they flood the border, they have money to buy your local convenience store, you know, potato chips or hot dogs or whatever. Like locusts, A locust is grasshopper. They strip the land. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening. These bastards, and I mean bastards, these illegitimate spawn of hell that are the majority of our politicians, the majority of every single department is filled with those. But what happens, Doug, when their paychecks are cut off next week? Because Janet Yellen said, I can't be selective in who I pay and don't pay. This is all by design. This is all orchestrated. But just imagine this. Take, if you will, a cross-section of America and absolutely see the hordes coming through Texas just eating everything up in its path. What about the water? What about the sanitation? No single county or city in America, especially Texas, can process sewage. If a sewer system is set up for a population, let's say that doubles and is, you know, doing things to anticipate, you can't take four times the amount of people using bathroom facilities, and you cannot process that. And neither can Americans process the political BS or the political and the mind control BS, because in essence, ladies and gentlemen, we will be overcome by the defecation of the destroyers. There you go.
And in addition to that, it's my understanding that many of these invaders are also ill. They've been infected with disease, including STDs. And look, they're coming after our American women. Again, this white replacement is not a theory. It's a feature that it's a design that they intend to do. And with that, the cultural dilution, as well as the dilution of our faith, well, not faith, but our worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, to replace that out with their God, small g, okay? So all of this is by design. You're exactly right. That's a great mental image of them coming across in like locusts, just destroying everything in the process, and then overwhelming the system, literally and figuratively. But
there's not enough drinking water, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone. I mean, the point that I, Lord Jesus, help me, please. I cannot articulate any clearer than I have. Now, sometimes I trip on my words, and I've got to learn to slow down, read, and then give the information. But I don't think anybody's got more up-to-the-date information than our private briefings. If this sounds like an ad, it is, because we put them out twice a week. And ladies and gentlemen, we're ahead of the curve. I think tomorrow's is coming out is on the geologic division coming to the United States of America. By the way, this is $149 a year.
And worth it, too.
Yeah, and I make the statement, there's nothing like it in the world.
Nope.
There's nothing like it. That's not braggadocious. It's not pompous. It's not super pitch and deliver nothing. And, you know, I think people need to understand that just as our nation is racially divided, geopolitically divided, we're going to be geologically divided. May I give a good example, Doug? I know there are people listening and say, they won't do it. Russia threatened Great Britain, because Great Britain's, by the way, even in advance of the United States, giving more sophisticated weapons to the Ukrainians. They threatened to detonate a 100-megaton nuclear weapon. It's called Poseidon nuclear torpedo. They can stay dormant, and they're absolutely, I'm told, almost impossible to be found. And they're ready to use it against Great Britain. And the thing that's important is it can generate a tsunami. But this is, we're at World War III. Putin just gave an address. We're at World War III. People saw the intention of the globalists to divide up Russia. And Medvedev Now, listen, I'm not a Russian apologist, but I know this. I don't go out and fight somebody with machine guns with a Daisy, whatever, BB gun going bam. Or for the record, the National Guard, I think somebody just told me yesterday, who had a really long face-to-face talk with a guardsman, and this guy was of rank. He said, Steve, this guy told me they took away all our Javelin anti-tank missiles, and they left us with four.
Wow.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. Everyone is gone that could defend you. This is why I'm pleading with you guys. Please, it doesn't matter if you're backslidden, come back to Jesus. It doesn't matter if you can't, contain all of the bad news. Oh, and for those of you who called me and others that were warning you decades ago what was coming, fear porn or whatever, those were all terms designed by the CIA using neuro-linguistic programming, a form of mind control, to get you to put real news on the back burner and accept the, if you will, the common news of the controlled press. There is no truth. And here's the thing. And Doug, I don't know, how much time do we have?
We've got 15 minutes.
15. Okay, good. The Poseidon nuclear torpedoes aren't just in British waters. That's why you're seeing all these flight patterns of the anti-submarine hunters, aircraft, and all of the sophisticated nuclear sniffers, everything going on. Because imagine there's three of them, and this is real, on the West Coast. And the West Coast, they detonate simultaneously. That's the only thing that can trigger the simultaneous eruption of Cascadia, all the volcanoes that are dormant, with the exception pretty much of Mount St. Helens, but a lot of them, Mount Hood starting to have off-gassing, Mount Rainier. I've been on the top of Mount Rainier and photographed the whole thing, and absolutely, you can just sense that when it goes up. By the way, there's all kinds of scientific study, but the three Poseidon 100 megaton nuclear torpedoes being detonated. Now, there are people, even in the Defense Department, believes, Russia will never use their nukes. We're trying to destroy their country. We're putting in the most sophisticated the weapons we have. And yet Russia has demonstrated time and time again, look, you guys, we do have superior weapon systems. Let's talk. Let's just give us what we want. Our integrity of our landmass, and I'm not naive. Look, I went through the Cold War. I wrote about the Cold War, civil defense, and everything associated with the Cold War, primarily Russia and the United States, because China wasn't even in the picture in those days. And so what I'm trying to say to people is, if the Poseidon nuclear torpedoes are triggered, and oh, by the way, the East Coast, there are three there. And it's interesting, Doug, because the Gulf Coast, East Coast, and West Coast all have 100 megaton nuclear weapons. Well, because the Russians, when they exploded their Tsar Bomba, Tsarbomba, they dialed back the yield to 50 megatons in order to get the pilot dropping the bomb in a very wastelandish area off the coast of Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, they were worried that the blast with 100 megaton would just absolutely wipe out the pilot, and it would actually have unintended consequences. Mm. What you and I, Doug, are watching on the East Coast, West Coast, the Gulf Coast, what we're watching on the invasion, and what Gary Haven likes to call kinetic. I love that. He's very much more diplomatic than I am. Kinetic. You know, well, that's an understatement. The bottom line is that we're at this point now where I think it's really critical to remember, you know, is insanity is commitment. Gary Haven did a whole show with Doug on this.
Oh, yeah.
To an irrational conclusion. It's irrational to assume there's a political solution coming when the politicos have sold out to China, When I just read to you the article that there is a secret chat encrypted, when those in our government are in collusion and cahoots with the Mexican government to tell them when to flood the border. And so what I am trying to say is, when something, it's almost like a good reference is the way an atom bomb works. You have your core, and you have all of these detonators that go into the core at the same time before you get the explosion, before fission is created. I'd encourage everybody to just go on an internet search and go, how do atom bombs work? Because, or even a sea mine from World War II. A sea mine was basically a ball of explosives, and they had a bunch of detonators, and when the ship's hull or a submarine hit it, it blew up. You know, it's, and so now, and by the way, these will be great balls of fire, and people will not accept, I'm sorry, they will not believe it happens until the point that it's obvious. It's 1 minute past. People will start to hear reports. You're going to start to hear reports of more shootings, more murders. You're going to hear reports of strange vehicles, strange people, strange to you. You know they're imports, and actually they're imports of military age people. Every city in America of consequence and size, if they have a major airport or is, let's say, this strategically important to the invasionary forces, has a functioning military hierarchy. You mean to tell me a dysfunctional military hierarchy in the United States, in my opinion, can take on that? And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when the money fails? This is something that our private briefings go into great detail. And if you, you know, when you subscribe, you can go back and see all the previous reports. The most important critical survival tool any of us have, I'm going to say something. It's first prayer, believing that God is and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. The second thing is to look at the historic actions of God on fighting for his people or fighting against those who have made themselves enemies of him. So we're at, Doug, a very, how should I say this? We're at the realm where everything's coming at us at once. And that's what people don't understand. It's I think it's Saul Alinsky's 11th or 13th principle, where you just simply overwhelm the target word. And by the way, that book, Rules for Radicals, was dedicated to Lucifer, the ultimate rebel.
Yes. And Saul, that's also the Clarin Piven strategy as well.
Yes.
Yep. You know, overwhelm. And that's what we're seeing now. And people, you know, Steve, people are feeling that, especially the people who are not spiritually in tune with God are feeling overwhelmed and in a negative way, okay? Not familiar with the biblical side of things. They're looking at the at just the news headlines. And that, of course, is creating a mental health crisis in addition to everything else with those people. So you're exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, to what you said about the nukes and such, I how many people realize that the UK and the US have been sending, in amongst the regular munitions, depleted uranium munitions, heavier and denser, and to Ukraine for use? That's going to contaminate the land, just like we did in the Middle East up with Iraq and Afghanistan. So you expect Putin just to sit back and watch the native land be destroyed by these? No, I don't think so. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, that's the pivotal point of the Cloward Piven. And by the way, Alex Jones, again, kudos to the story he put up, I think it was 6 years ago, where the United Nothings, the disgusting mouthpiece of hell, the most vile, in my opinion, hateful, wicked people on the planet, were talking about, you ready for this, Doug? Exporting 600 million people in the United States.
Yes.
600 million. The numbers are staggering. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all we get fed are the numbers crossing the border. The amount of collusion and delusion, Americans are being displaced, but we're also being deluded, polluted, and deluded. Diluted with a T, deluded with a D, polluted with a P. And now we have, ladies and gentlemen, there is no safety zone for children. Doug, the most heartbreaking thing I know, and the thing that keeps my tongue in check, because I would like, and it won't do any good, and I've already prayed that God won't let me go there. I don't know what I can say more. People, very few now, are starting to talk about the annihilation of the human race, the extinction of the human race, and also genocide. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, when someone says that 38 years ago, talk radio,
yep,
utilize the people that wouldn't accept that. What do you call it with a nation that can't reproduce? And then you hear the horrific and see the horrific laboratories that are incubatoriums. And what makes you think those are all human DNA? If you wanted to destroy the human race, it'd be a Genesis 6 thing. And I want people to understand one thing. Fallen angels are not giants. Fallen angels can size themselves accordingly and all their plumbing to sexually reproduce with human women. It's when the giants tried to literally rape human women to death that even in South America, in Ecuador, there are reports in Native Americans that the Catholic chroniclers that accompanied the conquistadors talked about the shining white beings with wings in the air that were killing the giants, because even the people that didn't know the God of heaven or Jesus Christ were calling out. They were being slaughtered. And God in his majesty and in his wonderfulness held it back. And one of the most important things about Jonathan Cahn, his latest book, is the fact that he took all of the legends, all the mythology, and he talks about how now, because we are no longer a Christian nation, when God drove the demons, the resident demons, the evil that was in this land, and I chronicle massive amounts of it over the years, the point is that they were driven out. When we honored God, he wouldn't allow the gates of hell to prevail. Now that we have absolutely dishonored him, absolutely made a ridicule, the greatest propitiation for mankind's sins, the blood of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, now, ladies and gentlemen, the gates of hell are open. And isn't it interesting that one of the men who is most pushing for genocide, annihilation, and extinction of humans is Bill Gates of hell, in my opinion. And if you notice the amount of hatred for human beings and the amount of contempt, every time you hear that, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, take your authority and rebuke it in Jesus' name. You may not see the results, but that may shut it up so it doesn't deceive someone else. Go ahead, Doug.
Amen. And we only have about 2 minutes left. And I just want to say, you know, if you're listening to this and you are a born-again Christian, you're a Bible-believing Christian, and you have any doubt whatsoever in your mind, think back to, the summer of 2019. And think about the events of that time period, the headlines and the news and everything, pre-bio release, and think about today. If we would have said back in June of 2019, and we did actually, you said normal would not be known. I mean, there would not be normal anymore 2 years before it actually happened. If we would describe the headlines of today, you would have said, Well, look where we are. And you were decades ahead of the curve. And I thank you for that, because without you, frankly, and without your private briefings, I'm going to tell you right now, I would not be where I'm at. And I urge everyone to sign on to Steve Quayle's private briefings and to get all of his intellectual material, his books, his videos, DVDs at stevequayle.com. And from there, you can go to the different areas for the different products. Steve, I want to thank you so very much. What a powerful, powerful program. Thank you, my friend.
Well, Doug, thank you. And thank you for allowing this platform. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, if it comes to pass, I'm not declaring it is, they may pull a rabbit out of their hat, but if it comes to pass, because Doug and I will only have two more shows together. Doug, God bless you. I don't mean to sound bad.
No, God bless you, my friend. And let's keep an eye on that. Who knows? God bless you, Steve Quayle. Stevequayle.com, folks. Have a great day.